This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil issues new ordinances on government's recommendation triggering major public sector restructuring. Authorities continue demolition of illegal settlements along Bagmati River and tributaries. World Press Freedom Day being marked today, President and Vice President extend their best wishes on the occasion of the day. And Iran purposes a new 14-point peace plan as U.S.-Iran tensions continue. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has authenticated three new ordinances yesterday on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers in accordance with Article 114, Sub-Article 1 of the Constitution of Nepal. According to the Office of the President, the ordinances include amendments to laws related to health science academies and universities, along with a special provision ordinance concerning the dismissal of public officials. With this, President Paudil has now issued multiple ordinances in recent days, including those related to cooperatives, public procurement, and anti-money laundering. As per constitutional provisions, the ordinances have come into effect immediately following their promulgation. Meanwhile, the issuance of the ordinance has paved the way for the removal of more than 1,500 politically appointed public office bearers. According to official details, the ordinance affects appointments across multiple sectors, including communication, education, health, infrastructure, financial institutions, regulatory bodies, and social organizations. The government says the move is aimed at restructuring public institutions and preparing for new appointments in the coming phase. The government has expressed commitment to policy and structural reforms in the country's road safety system following the deadly road accident in Thawang Rural Municipality 1 of Rolpa District that claimed 20 lives last Thursday. In a statement issued by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the government conveyed deep sorrow over the incident and announced that it will immediately implement the findings and recommendations of the investigation committee formed by the Ministry of Home Affairs. The committee, coordinated by a superintendent of police from the Lumbini Province Police Office, is set to submit its report as its term ended yesterday. The government has also pledged firm action to address both technical and human shortcomings, stressing that road safety is a highly sensitive issue linked to the lives and future of citizens. Likewise, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has expressed deep sorrow over the jeep accident in Rolpa. In a statement, party spokesperson Manish Jha extended condolences to the victims' families, wished the injured a speedy recovery, and raised concerns over the road safety, calling for policy reforms and stricter implementation of traffic discipline. Authorities have continued clearing encroached settlements along the banks of the Bagmati River and its tributaries across the Kathmandu Valley. Yesterday, houses and huts along the Bishnumati and Dobikhola rivers were demolished in coordination with the federal government and the Kathmandu Metropolitan City. Clearance operations are also ongoing in areas including Swayambhu, Gangavu Bus Park, Devinagar and Tilganga Pasupati area. Officials say more than 2,000 illegally built structures on public and riverbank land have been removed so far, with earlier operations carried out in Balku and Kalimati. Displaced families have been sent to temporary holding centres, while the Ministry of Urban Development is collecting records of landless households at Dasarath Stadium. Meanwhile, the Department of Archaeology has clarified that structures demolished during the campaign were not of historical significance, noting that only heritage sites over 100 years old fall under its preservation mandate. The government says the campaign aims to reclaim public land and manage urban river corridors. Nepali diplomatic missions around the world marked the 2,578th birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha with various programs highlighting his teachings of peace, compassion and wisdom. The Embassy of Nepal in Qatar, in coordination with the Non-Resident Nepali Association, organized an event in Doha focusing on spiritual well-being and social harmony. Similar programs, including prayers, meditation and discussions, were held by Nepali missions in Portugal, Pakistan, Oman, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, Thailand and Vietnam, with participation from diplomats, community members and religious leaders. Speakers across events emphasized Buddha's universal message of peace and the importance of cultural and spiritual ties, while also highlighting opportunities for tourism and regional cooperation. Meanwhile, in Kathmandu, a 13th century old idol of Buddha was reinstalled at the Vajradhatu Bihar Monastery after nearly five decades. The statue, stolen in the 1980s and recovered from the United States in 2022, has been conserved by the Department of Archaeology before being returned to its original site. World Press Freedom Day 2026 is being observed today across the world, including in Nepal, around the theme Shaping a Future at Peace, Promoting Press Freedom for Human Rights, Development and Security. The day, marked every year on May 3rd, was proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly in 1993 following a recommendation from UNESCO. It aims to assess global press freedom, protect media independence and honor journalists who lost their lives in the line of duty. In his best message of best wishes on the occasion of the day, President Ramchandra Powdal termed press freedom as the cornerstone of democracy and essential for ensuring citizens' right to information, stressing that a free, impartial and strong press strengthens democratic governance, calling for a safe working environment for journalists. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav said press freedom is a fundamental right of all citizens, not just journalists, and described a free press as the backbone of democracy, urging the media to work fearlessly while upholding constitutional rights and professional integrity. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development and Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has said the government is committed to addressing the fundamental issues of freed bonded labourers, including Kamayas and Haliyas. Speaking at a program organized by the Freed Kamayas Society in Kanchanpur, the minister pledged government support for their rights and rehabilitation, stating that she personally understands the community's challenges. Members of the House of Representatives, including Kripa Ram Rana and Gyanendra Singh Mahat, also stressed the need for serious government efforts towards the proper rehabilitation of freed Kamayas. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has called a secretariat meeting for today at its central office in Banasthali, Kathmandu. The meeting is expected to discuss party strategy, local-level candidate selection, general convention procedures and amendments to its parliamentary party statute. Likewise, the main opposition party in the federal parliament, Nepali Congress, has scheduled its Central Work Education Committee meeting on for Monday at its central office in Sanipa, Lalitpur. Similarly, the Nepali Communist Party has announced that its Unity General Convention will be held in Kathmandu from November 27 to December 1, 2026. The decision was made during a meeting led by party coordinator Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, with preparations including a nationwide membership renewal and expansion campaign set to continue until mid-August. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump has said he will soon review a proposal submitted by Iran, but expressed doubt over the prospects of reaching an agreement. According to reports, Iran has presented a 14-point plan calling for guarantees of non-aggression, the lifting of a naval blockade, and an end to conflict across multiple fronts, including in Lebanon. Meanwhile, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has stated it is on standby for a possible resumption of hostilities, warning that renewed conflict remains likely and questions of United States' commitment to arrange agreements. The situation highlights ongoing tensions between the two countries, with uncertainty surrounding the chance of diplomatic progress. Now to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally cloudy over the hilly and mountainous regions of the country, while the Tarai region will likely remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall, accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and mountainous regions, as well as at a few places in Madhya Province and the Tarai region of Kosi province and at one or two places in the remaining Tarai areas today. The division has also stated that at present there is an influence of westerly and local winds along with a low pressure system in the lower atmosphere near the eastern region of the country. In addition, a low pressure trough extending from east to west lies close to the eastern part of the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 14 to 16 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 22 and 24 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Paudil issues new ordinances on government's recommendation, triggering major public sector restructuring. Authorities continue demolition of illegal settlements along Bagmati River and tributaries. World Press Freedom Day being marked today, President and Vice President extend their best wishes on the occasion of the day. Iran purposes a new 14-point peace plan as U.S.-Iran tensions continue. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.